Well, welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Kira radio program, What's Up America, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And my guests today are from a great band. They are called Two Ball Screwball. And with me today, we have Brad, Thomas, and Jay, and they're here to tell us all about this great band. And so who would like to tell us how this band, well, first of all, let's start with the name. Who came up with this Two Ball Screwball? Screwball here.
I was 14 and starting the band. This is Brad. And we were just looking for a band name, and we happened to get it off the ice cream cone, actually, the Blue Bunny ice cream, and we just kind of tweaked the spelling and everything a little bit. And that's about it. We're like, that'd be a good band name.
Yeah, it's a good name. So, Brad, why don't you tell us a little bit about how, you kind of mentioned a little bit about the band got started, but how you all formed and got playing the music you play?
I've been doing the band for at least like 9 or 10 years, but we've been around for like 15 now. Eventually, like, the band almost completely fell apart, with exceptions to me and, like, the drummer we had at the time. We eventually found another guitarist named our old friend Chris, and then he brought our bass player Thomas in, and then we were playing for a while. Our drummer left just in time, like, we were recording a live album. And right after the live album, our drummer Jay comes up and asks if he could mess around on the drums, and he nails our last track of the night, and we found our drummer.
Oh, fantastic.
We were just really big fans of ska and punk, and kind of, like, just didn't want to decide on either of them, so we combined ska and pop punk into, like, just did a 50-50 approach, equal parts.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you guys about that, a little bit about your sound. I've listened to the music. It's fantastic. And, yeah, there does seem to be a nice blend of sounds. That's what you were going for, huh?
Oh, yeah. We like everything. Like I said, punk and ska. We love, like, certain metal bands like AC/DC, Metallica. 90s alternative, we love, like, Smashing Pumpkins, Nirvana,
The Misfits.
Oh, so, yeah, nice, blend there. So you guys write all your songs? You have original songs here, then?
Oh, yeah, we actually have the album coming out hopefully in December. Like, we haven't set the date yet, but we should be getting our mixes back in a couple of weeks, like the final mixes and everything, and we're getting that pressed and putting our first, like, full-length album out. Like, in December, we're going on tour in January. We actually just named the tour yesterday.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, you're going to... So where are you going to travel with this tour? What are some of the places?
Next year we plan to hit up the whole U.S., at least the lower 48 and D.C. We're going out west in January, so we're, like, hitting up, like, Iowa, Nebraska, Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Washington, Oregon, California, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, and that's pretty much everything for that tour. That we're calling that one This Could Be a Disaster Tour.
Oh, unintended.
Yeah, we have a very self-deprecating sense of humor. So.
Right. So, as far as the songs go, do you, the three of you guys, all write them together, or is there a main songwriter here, or?
We all three kind of take turns. Sometimes this is Thomas, and sometimes I'll have a riff, or Jay will have something, and we'll just bring them all together and work the whole rest of the song out. Sometimes just one of us, like, I'll come up with the song and show the rest of the guys. and they'll help me fill in parts that I didn't write.
Oh, okay. So the Thomas, then you create all your own bass lines then, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so...
off what Brad gives me.
Oh, so that it kind of starts with, you know, so Brad, you're kind of, a lot of times you'll just work it out on guitar or acoustic guitar, electric guitar, or?
Yeah, I write pretty much everything acoustically now, just because I live in an apartment and
right.
Can't blast anything like very loud, so acoustic's perfect. But I think because of that, it's brought out a lot more melody in our songs. And it's easy to get, like, a more loose arrangement that way. And then I'll bring in something, and then these guys will have ideas, and we'll all work it out together. Like, well, what if we do, like, what if you do this instead, or what if you do this? And then, like, oh, I didn't even think of that.
Oh, wow. So yeah, you work out, all the songs together. So, Jay, where does the drums come in as far as, is that something that comes in early in the process or after? Or
pretty much as soon as they show me a riff, I start playing the drums. So, I mean, and a lot of the times what's cool is that, like, we'll just start jamming on a certain riff and maybe it'll just become a song, or we'll, you know, like they said, we'll have one riff in mind and then, you know, we'll just build a whole song off of that. And then the drums are a big part of that, I think, where it's like, maybe I can make the song fast, maybe I can make the song slow. I try to, pick out the tempo. Yeah, pick out the tempo as best I can. As far as they want, and then I could say maybe we should do it faster, and then I just start playing faster, and then oh, this sounds better, and we do a lot of stuff like that. So it's basically just one of us will have an idea, we'll jam on it for a while, for hours or whatever it takes, and then sometimes it takes 5 minutes, sometimes it takes weeks, to come up with the perfect song. But I think pretty much immediately drums are brought in, whoever they were
reaching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have the song called Reaching. He was a huge part of. Like, I had the loose riff basically, and he built on the intro. It opens on drums, which actually the album opens on drums because that's the opener. And it's just, I think it makes it feel more powerful. Sometimes it adds an awesome build up to it.
So yeah, that definitely sounds great there, and it's great that you could work on these songs together. So Brad, you're the guitar guy and the lead vocals guy. So you primarily do all the lead vocals then, or?
Yeah. A lot of the times I will. Mike or Thomas. As he writes, sometimes he'll come up with some awesome vocals, and sometimes we'll just try to do them together. We really like harmonies. Harmonies are a huge part of it.
Harmonize as best we can, not to say they're perfect.
Yeah.
Harmonizing is fun, but none of us are professionals, so they do the best they can.
I think that was a compliment.
Guys, doing great. Love it.
Okay, guys, that sounds great. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back. My guests today are from a great band called Two Ball Screwball from Kenosha, Wisconsin. And you are listening to the Mike Care Radio program, What's Up America, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.